with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is speaking with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just hours before U.S. tariffs are set to go into effect against Canada and China. Meanwhile, the president and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have agreed to pause a tariff standoff after a telephone call today.
The two presidents said their planned tariffs were on hold for a month to give time for negotiations. Mexico said it planned to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to address drug trafficking. The two leaders announced the move after what Trump described on social media as a very friendly conversation, and he said he looked forward to the upcoming talks.
That's correspondent Haya Panjwani. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast can expect a new brush from wetter weather later this week.
That will bring perhaps some wintry mix in the D.C. area, but especially northward towards northern Maryland and Pennsylvania in those interior parts of the Northeast. Snow, however, mainly across northern New England as we get into Thursday.
The Pacific Coast Highway back open in Malibu, California, nearly a month after the deadly Palisades fire. Rain in the forecast starting Tuesday. The highway will be monitored for hazards, including mud and debris flows. New York Attorney General Letitia James telling hospitals that they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change operations for people under age 19 in response to an executive order from President Trump aimed at curtailing federal funding for such treatments. James told healthcare facilities that refusing to provide those treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. The Dow is down 88 points. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations calling on Texas School District to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The group claiming that the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. The State Board of Education approved the elementary school curriculum back in November. This is SRN News. There has been a flurry of legal activity related to the Ohio train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals.
A lawsuit has been filed in connection with a disastrous train derailment in Ohio in 2023. The lawsuit alleges the first deaths in East Palestine, Ohio, seven deaths in all. It also alleges Norfolk Southern Railroad and its contractors botched the cleanup, while officials with the EPA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention signed off on it and failed to warn people about the health risks. Many of the other parties in the lawsuit cite lingering unexplained health problems, along with concerns something more serious could develop. At least nine other lawsuits in all have been filed in connection with the derailment. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signing a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications. Days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing abortion pills to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. More details at SRNnews.com.